Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting second. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tuck Steinbach. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Herb Hall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jake Caulfield. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Johnny Locatello. Batting second. The left fielder, Glenn McQuillan. Batting third. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chuck Stevens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Helf. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Zoldak. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Zoldak. And now, play ball. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rosar moves to second. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall bunts for an out with unknown description. Rosar moves to third. Steinbach moves to second. One out. Jake Caulfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caulfield is walked intentionally. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rosar scores. Steinbach moves to third. Caulfield moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino strikes out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McQuinn strikes out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 1, Browns, 1. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Browns. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 0-for-1 in the game. Locatello hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Locatello reaches second base with a double. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-0 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jake Caulfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caulfield is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Caulfield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. Berardino strikes out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fowler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Helf hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak is 0-for-1 in the game. Zaldak strikes out. One out. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Locatello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Helf moves to second. It's 3-1, Browns. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Helf moves to third. Locatello moves to second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-2 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Peck now playing right field. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Stevens is hit by the pitch. Christman moves to second. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Helf hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak is 0-for-2 in the game. Zaldak is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jake Caulfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caulfield is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Caulfield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fowler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Peck reaches second base with a double. Fowler moves to third. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 3 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Judnick throws the ball into Berardino, who tags Suter trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Fowler scores. Peck scores. It's Athletics, 3, Browns, 3. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Locatello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 3 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Zarrilla now playing left field. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Judnick, who is chasing the ball. Chapman reaches third base with a triple. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chapman scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Steinbach bunts towards the mound. Zaldak fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rosar moves to second. Cliff Fannin now pitching. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fannin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 3 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jake Caulfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caulfield is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Caulfield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fowler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Peck takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Grace pinch hits for Hank Helf. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Finney pinch hits for Cliff Fannin. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney bunts for an out with unknown description. Grace moves to second. One out. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Locatello hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.